to Real World News.
Latin American women discuss challenges to be faced in Rio Plus 20 Summit. In Buenos Aires, hundreds of Latin American delegates are meeting for the special conference on food sovereignty and agrarian reform, where they will be planning actions to take place at the People's Summit, which will be held in parallel to the Rio Plus 20 Summit in June 2012. In this context, a member of Friends of the Earth International, Karen Nansen, said in a meeting of organizations of Latin American women that the new mechanisms involved in the concept of green economy will try to be legitimized at Rio Plus 20. She highlighted the need to coordinate strategies by the social movements to confront this perverse mechanism. The climate, food, and economic financial crisis affecting the countries are worsening the trend of commodification of nature, especially in southern countries. This is a perverse logic that goes against the rights of women, such as the neoliberal policies of the 80s and 90s, said Nansen. Capital is trying to benefit from this crisis, said the environmental activist to over 30 delegates from all Latin America. According to this logic, the solutions to this crisis are technological innovation through third and fourth generation agrofuels or synthetic biology and are implemented through multilateral and free trade investment treaties. However, the organizations propose to question the paradigm itself of green economy through concepts such as food sovereignty. The special conference of the peoples towards Rio Plus 20 will begin on Thursday, March 22nd, and will facilitate the dialogue with national governments and multilateral bodies such as the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, around key issues such as food sovereignty and security or land grabbing in the region. They will also debate on access to land, fisheries and forests to allow small farmers to feed the world, and also as a matter of dignity and of life or death for millions of peasant farmers, pastoralists, indigenous people and fisher folk communities, explained the local organizers of the conference, the National Peasant Indigenous Movement of Argentina.
You are listening to Real World News.